This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desire, is not born again into this world. And I believe you said we would be having a 30-minute meditation. Was that right?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay. At the beginning here, what I wanted to do, and this is not part of my scheduled talk, if I have a talk and not just questions, I wanted to read just not the whole basic method of meditation, which I mentioned last time, which is Ajahn Brahm's instructions for meditation. And I wanted to just read what this book contains, and it will also give a guidance to anyone who hasn't done this kind of meditation before about what the process is. And if anyone has questions about what I'm talking about here, they can ask, and maybe that will clarify what we're doing. But this is how it runs. This is these are the steps of the meditation done this way, the way that it's organized by Ajahn Brahm. The first thing is sustained attention on the present moment. Sustained attention on the present moment. I assume everybody here knows about mindfulness or sati, and is aware of the idea of being mindful of every moment and being mindful as you're sitting in meditation of what's going on, everything that's passing in and out, including the thoughts that go through your mind, and letting them come and go, and dropping all of the past, and dropping all of the future. And it's likened to having two suitcases. One in your left hand is the past, and you drop that, and the one in your right is your all your future worries and concerns, and you drop that, so that you stay in the present moment, sustained attention on the present moment. And then that's followed by, and connected to, obviously, silent awareness of the present moment. The next thing we want to do is rid our minds of commentary, of thinking, constantly thinking and making commentary. And Ajahn likens it to a tennis game and watching a tennis game on television, on the video. And not only do we see the game, but we hear the commentary. So that we have actually two things going on, the commentary and the game. So the idea here is that we want to see just the game, just the tennis game, just what's going on to our body, our mind, to what's going on in the world, and let that go without commentary, without making comments. If there are noises, there let the noises come and let the noises go. Whatever happens, just let it come and let it go. You can be aware of it, but don't make comments on it, and don't be occupied by other thoughts. If other thoughts come into your mind, which they will, see them, see that they happen, and let them go as we were doing before in the sustained attention on the present moment. This is silent awareness of the present moment. Is that clear to everybody? Are there questions? Silent awareness of the present moment. Silence means in your mind, of course. That's what he's talking about. The next step, once this is done, and Ajahn makes a point, a big point of having these beginning steps really thoroughly mastered and gone into, so that you can proceed farther without problems. He says most of the problems that come in meditation are that these earlier steps are not really taken into serious consideration and pursued and mastered. The next step is the type of meditation we're doing. As usually here, meditation on the breath. Now, the idea is to have one object of meditation. A kagada means one single object. And breath meditation was the Buddha, the Lord Buddha's favorite meditation. And that's the type of meditation that Ajahn Brahm teaches usually. There are other objects of meditation. If you've done meditation, you know. There is metta meditation, in which you spread loving kindness in different ways, but to the whole world, ultimately. And in this case, we're watching the breath. In and out breath. Anapanasati is what it's called in Pali. In and out breathing. And silent present moment awareness of the breath. We don't focus it necessarily on any particular spot in the body. If you just watch your breathing as you're breathing now, that's all. The awareness is simply the same as you're being aware now of the breath. You're not doing anything special with your stomach. You're not doing anything special with your nose. You're just breathing, just as you are now. You watch the in-breath, and you watch the out-breath, and you watch the gaps between them. The in-breath is, and then there's a hold, and then there's an out-breath. And you watch every little detail. The next step is, of course, connected. It's an expansion of this. It's called full sustained attention on the breath. So you're doing what you have been doing before, but now you pay attention to every little detail as it goes through, as your breathing goes through your body. Everything, how long are those pauses between the breaths? Is one breath longer than the other? Are they harder? Are they harsher? Are they smoother? Whatever happens. And making no judgment on them, merely seeing the reality of the breathing. This is what it means by full sustained attention on the breath. Whatever you can conceive of as full sustained attention, this is what it is. This is your object, your meditation object. And you stay with it. You stay with it for a really long time. This is your meditation. If you're successful, I'll go on to the next steps. If you're successful with that, not so easy in a half hour, but when you're meditating on your own and you have a longer period of time, you may come, if you're successful in watching the breath for a long time, you may come to full sustained attention on the beautiful breath. All right, we come to a term that Ajahn Brahm made up. Personally, I would go into the terms piti sukha, which I mentioned, I've mentioned before in our classes. Piti is rapture, usually translated as rapture. It can be translated in other ways. Piti, P-I-T-I, that's Pali. Rapture or happiness sometimes. And sukha means happiness or joy. There are different ways to translate it, but usually it's translated as something like rapture and joy. Rapture and joy is so wonderful and beautiful. That's how Ajahn has translated it, as the beautiful breath. When this beautiful breath comes in, you just focus on the beautiful breath and see how it changes things. Everything becomes beautiful. And during this period, you may have an experience along the line of experiencing the beautiful nimitta. And nimitta is a mind object. Usually it's some simple, very simple object like a circle, like the full moon on a black night, something beautiful and radiant. That's the classic example of a nimitta. It's very beautiful, and you just focus on it. If you're fortunate enough to have a nimitta, you drop everything else and just look at the nimitta. And don't grasp at it, and don't let your mind tell you things like, oh my God, I've got a nimitta. Don't start talking, and don't be afraid of it. Just watch the middle of it. Look at the most radiant part, which is almost always the middle of the object, whatever it is, the nimitta. It's a mind object. It's something created as a reflection of your mind. If your mind is filled with problems and you have a nimitta, the nimitta will be dull and less brilliant, less radiant. But if your mind is full of happiness and joy, which can come about, then the nimitta becomes brighter and brighter. Then I'll go on. What can result? You go into the middle and you can achieve first jhana. That is the ultimate goal in this meditation, is the jhana. You've probably heard of the jhana as this higher state, and this is Ajahn Brahm's way. If you want a more complete description, then you can get his books and this book. As I said, The Basic Method of Meditation and Ajahn Brahm's other books that have to do with meditation for a more complete discussion of jhana. But anyway, what we're simply aiming for, I think, in this period is the beautiful breath. If you can make it to the beautiful breath in 30 minutes, you're doing quite well. And if anybody has any questions about any kind of the meditation we're doing, and let me throw in, you don't have to be doing the meditation on breath. If you would prefer to do another object of meditation, like metta, or some object that you've learned in other places, or in reading, or in recordings of meditation, feel free. It's up to you. This is your meditation, and I will only guide a little bit as we go along, just to keep us all on the track, because inevitably our mind fills up with thoughts along the line, and we get pulled off thinking about tomorrow, or thinking about what we said to our boss today, or our spouse, or the children, or whatever it is, what happened in driving, or as you can imagine, all the things that, all the million and one things in the world that preoccupy us when we're trying to meditate. And as I said last time, you make a deal with your mind that your mind is going to be quiet for the next 30 minutes at least, or if possible, the next hour, and we'll let you be quiet, let you silently meditate without making too much of a disturbance. And in return for that, you make this deal with your mind that says, well, later on, when I have time, then mind, you can do and think whatever you want for as long as you want. All right, is that clear? I mean, this is just something that's been suggested in classes that I've been in, so I'm repeating it. If it makes sense to you, fine. If it doesn't, just ignore it. So are there any questions about anything that I said, or any of these, the contents of the meditation that I read here? If you want me to repeat that chain, I will. If everything's clear about the meditation, we can start the meditation. Are there any questions, Chris, coming in from on the chat box? Or
Nothing's coming from the chat, but for my own peace of mind, I'd be very happy if you went through the stages again.
Yes.
That would be most wonderful.
All right, and I recommend, if you're interested in this type of meditation, in getting this book. It's free, and somebody last time I was in here found a link, and they might be able to pass it on to you, a link, a computer link, internet link, that you can get it on the internet, apparently. So okay, this is the content that I read before. You start out with sustained attention on the present moment. This is just mindfulness. And I'm sure you've all heard of mindfulness before, and that's what that is. Sustained attention on the present moment. And you move on to the next stage, silent awareness of the present moment. Silent awareness. In other words, you're getting rid of the commentary. The mind is just silently observing, standing back and letting the game go. All right? Silent awareness of the present moment. Now, of course, thoughts will come and go. And just let them come and go. Observe them. Don't make comments on the comments. Just let them come and let them go. Whatever comes, let it come. Whatever goes, let it go. All right, then when you're ready, you can move on to the real object of the meditation, which is silent present moment awareness of the breath. Silent present moment of the breath. The breath is our meditation object, the in-out breathing, which is just like our breathing usually. We don't do anything unusual to the breathing. We don't try to breathe in a different way. This is not yogic breathing. We're not holding the breath, and we're not making it longer or shorter. We're just observing the way it is. Sometimes you may want to take a deep breath, and other times you may breathe more quickly than others. Observe all of these changes as they go by without making comments about them. Okay? That's the real meditation that we're doing. I won't say that the first part is not the real meditation. I don't mean that, but this is the meditation object that we've chosen to do. Unless, as I said before, you want to do a different, if you want to use a different meditation object, then just ignore that and go ahead and use metta or whatever object you've learned before. So the next step is full sustained attention on the beautiful breath. This simply means an expanded awareness of the, for a better definition, you can read this pamphlet. It means every detail of the breath. You're really absorbed in the breath now, and you see all the changes and all the difference in the pauses, and nothing else is absorbing your mind. You're really, the thoughts have gone, and you're really with the breath now for a long time, for a really long time. And this enables you to go on to full sustained attention on the beautiful breath. As I said, you have piti sukha, or joy and rapture and joy, rapture and happiness. It's a beautiful breath that makes everything beautiful and radiant. It's like you're breathing in a kind of perfect energy. You know, the Indians have a term, prana, that means breath. But it's prana, if you know anything about Hinduism, and I don't know very much, but it means it's a kind of energy that comes into you. An energy that fills you with this beautiful energy in itself, prana. Anapana, it's the same word, it's just in Sanskrit. Prana is the same as Pali pana. Anapana sati, in and out breath. A remembrance of in and out breath is what that means. In and out breathing. And then the last two are experience of the beautiful nimitta. The nimitta is an object that you may see, very simple, bright, radiant object that may come to you, and then you simply hands off. You don't make comments on it. You don't try to grasp it. You just let it be. And the last is the beautiful jhana, which means that if you have a nimitta that lasts a long time, and you look into the middle of it where it's most radiant, and you let yourself go into that beautiful center. And if you can do that and lose yourself, you lose all thoughts of the present moment. If you've gone that far, you lose all your senses. You may still be seeing, but you're seeing in your mind, and you're seeing this mental object, and your hearing goes, hopefully, your hearing goes, and all the other senses. Even the sensation of your body is gone, and all there is the jhana, the state. And this is something for the future. If you don't attain jhana tonight, don't feel that you failed. this is something for the future. Once you've succeeded in mastering these earlier steps, as I said before, this is what Ajahn Brahm reinforces in this pamphlet, is that you need to treat these earlier steps very seriously and master them in order to get to the later steps, stages. Okay, now, do we have any other questions? Any? All right, we're about at our time, 7:30. So, is everyone ready to begin the meditation? Anything else?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, then. All right.
I think so. Fine
too. All right, then, for a half hour or so, we'll meditate. So I'll just say at the beginning, you might want to start out, should have mentioned this before, you might want to start out with a little metta. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Or may all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. However you've learned to do metta, if you're familiar with metta and you want to do it, or you pick individuals and you go from one to the other, you might do that for a few minutes. I would say like 5 minutes. Of course, you don't have to if you don't want to, but after about 5 minutes, I'll say go on to the breathing meditation. So we'll begin our meditation now. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're doing the metta meditation, you can go on to present moment meditation and to the breathing meditation, in and out breath. If you wish to continue the metta meditation, feel free to do so. Keep your mind on the breath. If your mind has wandered off to things of the world, bring it back to the breath. Thank you. Keep your focus on the breath. If you start thinking of other things, just see that without criticizing, and go back to looking at the breath in and out. Remember to relax your body. If you've become tense, do your best to keep your back straight. Bring your mind back to the meditation if it's wandered off. Now in these last few minutes, about 3-4 minutes, you might return your meditation to the metta subject, loving kindness, however you wish to do it. Or you can continue the breath meditation, whatever you like. Thank you. All right, now an hour has passed.